President Trump is scheduled to hold a press conference at the White House this afternoon to talk about the coronavirus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said today that 45 states have reported infections. But the epicenter of the pandemic right now is really Europe. In Italy, at least 15,000 people have reportedly tested positive. That's the most cases outside of China, and more than 1,000 people have died. In the United Kingdom, health officials are monitoring the growing number of cases there. And NPR's Frank Langfitt joins us from London. And Frank, the government there is trying to delay the worst onset of the coronavirus until summer. Can you tell us exactly what that means?
Yeah, it's a really interesting strategy that Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, laid out yesterday. And what he's talking about is he doesn't want to put in these social distancing policies that we've seen in many other countries, shutting down schools, things like that, until he thinks the virus is really going to take off. And part of his argument is he's afraid if he starts now, there'll be a lot of fatigue and people won't follow it. The other problem here is our National Health Service has been wildly underfunded for years, and he's afraid of overloading it very quickly. So what he wants to do is kind of flatten out these cases over many months. And this is how he described it yesterday when he was talking to the nation.
If we delay the peak even by a few weeks, then our NHS will be in a stronger state as the weather improves and fewer people suffer from normal respiratory diseases, more beds are available, and we'll have more time for medical research.
This actually sounds kind of controversial. What's the reaction to this strategy?
There is concern if you talk to ordinary people here as well as epidemiologists. What the government seems to be saying is it knows that it cannot handle a big onslaught. But ordinary people are wondering, why aren't we shutting things down now? We've seen in France they're closing schools. Obviously, this has already happened in Italy some time ago. And in Ireland, with which the United Kingdom shares a border, they've closed down schools and universities yesterday. So the UK seems to be an outlier.
Are there public health officials that have spoken out about this?
Oh, yeah. Now, there's been some support for the prime minister. Keith Neal, he's with the University of Nottingham, an emeritus professor in epidemiology. He calls this sensible. But there's also been a lot of criticism. Richard Horton, he's the chief editor of The Lancet, the famous medical journal. His quote, and this is a powerful one, he says, "The government is playing roulette with the public. This is a major error."
You mentioned that folks there who live and work every day are kind of wondering what's next. What have you heard, at least anecdotally or from the folks that you've spoken to, about how they're feeling about this measure?
I think, you know, right now the trains are full of people. People are still going to work, but there's a lot of anxiety, uncertainty, and questioning the policies of the government. I can tell you my kids go to an international school which does have British kids, does have a lot of European kids. They're going to be shutting down early. They're basically making their own decision to shut down next week. Kids are already leaving. So last night I was at a school play and people who boarded the school were walking. I ran into one walking through the parking lot with all of her luggage heading back to continental Europe. And some people don't want to put their kids in school actually at the beginning of this week. They're going to pull them early. So there's a lot of division and anxiety about this and uncertainty about whether the government's doing the right thing.
That's NPR's Frank Langfitt. He joins us from London. Thank you so much for this update.
You're very welcome, Tanya.